Amafunde. For now, we get straight into our lunchtime news. Thereafter, I will be long gone. Do stand by for the news coming up next.
News deserves more than ordinary banking. The Access Bank Diamond Business Advantage account is designed for SMEs, the driving force of the economy. It brings you seamless digital payments, smarter cash management, and the kind of support that keeps your enterprise moving with confidence. From the first step of your journey to every milestone ahead, this is the account that puts strength and simplicity at the end of your business. Call 202 or visit any of our branches to open an account today. Access Bank, more than banking.
Plus, get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs, or your branch. Also, with FNB's group savings account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's group savings account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 360 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Two family members die in electrocution, a tragedy in Lusaka's Kabanana area. Government aid to prioritize infrastructure development in pharmacies' storerooms. And in Africa news, Benin coup thwarted by loyalist troops, President tells the nation. Good afternoon. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. A woman and her 10-year-old daughter have died in a tragic electrocution incident in Kabanana site and service, while another family member is recovering from burn injuries. The incident occurred around 12 hours yesterday when Priscilla Mwansa, aged 44, was electrocuted while hanging clothes on a drying wire that had unknowingly come into contact with electrified iron sheets on the roof. Her daughters, Roma Banda, 24, and Faith Banda, 20, attempted to rescue her. In the process, the drying wire snapped, causing all three to fall to the ground. Under police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi has confirmed the development to Kombon Radio News, saying Ms. Mwansa and the younger child died on the spot. Mr. Chilabi says a preliminary investigations indicate that the laundry wire had come into contact with iron sheets that were electrically charged. He says, unfortunately, the mother and her 10-year-old daughter died instantly, while the elder daughter sustained burns on her hand.
Preliminary investigations reveal that Priscilla Mwansa, age 44, was electrocuted while hanging clothes on a laundry wire that had come into contact with electrically charged iron sheets on the roof. Her daughters, Roma Banda, age 24, and Faith Banda, age 10, attempted to rescue her. During the incident, the drying wire snapped, causing all three to fall to the ground. Priscilla Mwansa and Faith Banda died instantly, while Roma Banda sustained burns on her hand and is currently receiving treatment at Chipata Level 1 Hospital.
Copperbelt Police Commanding Officer Yui Mwala has confirmed a report of a suspected defilement, which was reported at Kawama Police East Post by the mother of the victim, a resident of Kawama East Compound in Fulila District. This incident occurred on November 30th, 2025, at 13 hours in Kawama, Mufulila. Mr. Mwala says the mother reported that her granddaughter, a 14-year-old female juvenile who is a mute, was suspected of being defiled by an unidentified person. The victim had gone to church area and while playing with her friends was later observed limping, which raised concerns among members of the public. She was subsequently taken to the police, where a medical report form was issued, and she was referred to the hospital for examination. Mr. Mwala reports that the attending doctor signed the medical report indicating negative results for defilement and stating that no sexual abuse occurred. However, the examination revealed that the victim had a bruise and a swelling in her private area, which the doctor suggested might have been sustained during play. He says that the case docket has been opened and investigations are ongoing. The police commissioner says that no arrests have been made as no suspects have been identified. Mr. Mwala says that further updates will be provided as the investigations continue. Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia PSZ President Kegan Mwape has urged the government to prioritize infrastructure development in farmer storerooms across rural and urban health facilities, saying modernized storage systems are essential for keeping medicines in safe and secure conditions. Mr. Mwape said in an interview that the Ministry of Health's 2.8 billion kwacha direct budget support presents an opportunity to address key structural gaps in the sector. He stated that if properly channeled, the funds can significantly improve the country's pharmaceutical environment and enhance health care outcomes. Mr. Mwape emphasized the importance of effective redistribution systems, explaining that they allow movement of commodities from oversupplied areas to where there are shortages, and noted that improving these systems would help prevent stock outs and promote equitable access to medicines nationwide.
So when we look at the distribution and of course management of procurements and everything, this thing does not just involve the top management, no. This aspect involves the entire health continent. By this I mean that the decisions for procurement are derived from what is quantified for the country. And when we look at the quantification that we do as a country, we depend on the information that is generated at the facility level. because this is what is going to inform how much paracetamol, how much amoxicillin was used at that particular facility. And then we look at all the facilities in our country, and that's where the figures come from. So if we've got the